This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hello and welcome to the Movie Podcast. My name is Daniel and I am one of your hosts today. Joining alongside me, broadcasting live to the wasteland from the vault, it's Shabazz. Hello.
Hello, sports fans.
Oh. Do you think sports are still going on in this world right now?
I feel like survival is a sport.
Survival is a sport. Yeah. Isn't it always? Isn't that just a game of life?
Yeah, when people say, what sports did you play in high school? I'm like, I survived it.
Shabazz, how are you doing today?
Oh man, I'm doing great because we just had a plethora. I don't use that word often.
Wow, that's a $10 word on the Movie Podcast.
That's all of our budget.
Wow.
That I just used
please
right there.
Subscribe to our Patreon. Yeah, we can't afford these words.
One sec. The verisimilitude of we just had some great interviews, man.
We did.
So I'm on a high.
Yeah, we're on a super high right now. Super high.
How expensive is this episode?
This is our most expensive episode ever.
Good.
We are so excited to welcome the cast and team behind the series Fallout, which is based on the game series that we absolutely love.
Oh yeah.
Fallout for me, like I feel like I have weeks and months of my life in Fallout 3.
Right.
And that just takes me right back to my high school days. But we have an incredible show lined up for you today. Shay, let me tell you exactly who is joining us
because
I don't think you're ready.
Oh, okay.
Joining us from Fallout, which is a brand new Prime Video series that's going to be premiering on April 11th, of course, exclusively on Prime Video. But on the Movie Podcast today, we have Walton Goggins.
Whoa, Baby Billy.
Baby Billy himself is joining us. We almost sang with him.
He wanted to sing with us, but he's like, listen, guys.
We got 5 minutes to save the world. We got to get out of here.
Yeah.
Also joining us from the cast of Fallout is Ella Purnell, who plays Lucy, Aaron Moten, who plays Maximus, and Kyle MacLachlan, who plays Hank. Kyle MacLachlan as well, Twin Peaks fame. But what do we know him and love him for most, Shay?
Everyone will say Twin Peaks. Everyone will say Dune, but the real OGs know that he is the man from the Flintstones.
100%.
Yeah. He made rocking that black vest so cool. And like, as a kid, I was like, this guy is so handsome.
He's a handsome man.
Still, as an adult,
he's still very handsome
way.
Man. Like,
he's a silver fox.
We were a little starstruck when we got into that
yes,
room.
Yes, we
right?
were. We definitely
but Shay,
were.
What if I told you,
oh, okay.
We're not done yet.
I would be like, I should know that because I did these interviews with you.
Finally, we also have from Fallout, the showrunner, Graham Wagner.
Oh.
And get ready for this one.
Big one?
no drum roll. No drum rolls, please.
only one time.
One time only. Jonathan Nolan.
Wow.
Wow.
One half of the Nolan brothers.
One half of the Nolan brothers. Jonah, as we...
As his friends call him.
Yeah. We didn't... they told us, hey, listen, you can call him Jonathan or Jonah.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like we could call him Jonah.
No, we called him Jay.
We called him JM.
JN. JN. Like, I don't go by that at all.
Unreal. Jonathan Nolan, you look at his filmography of work, obviously writer on like the trilogy of Batman films.
Yeah.
Prestige, Memento, yeah. Interstellar.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And yeah. creator and writer of Westworld. And
it's so much. There's so many. Everything that's like this level of sci-fi or... I guess what I like to call like mind effing kind of writing.
Yeah, 100%.
He's been involved in it. He's touched upon, fun fact here. Like my wife and I, she has a cat, and when we were naming the cat, we had such a love for the film Interstellar. So we named the cat Murph.
It is one of the greatest films ever made.
Absolutely.
And it's one that it's turning 10 years old this year.
Oh my God. Yes.
You know what? We should try and talk to him again later this year.
You took me to go watch that movie.
I took you to go watch that film.
I got back from vacation.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, Shabazz, let me introduce you to a little film called Interstellar.
And I was like, oh, okay.
I've never heard of this film before.
Like, why do I know about this?
Yeah. One of my favorite moments, again, sidetracked here, is like you forgetting that like Matt Damon's in the film.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, Matt Damon's in this.
Yeah.
And then you ripping my arm off when the airlock
yes.
blows up.
Yes.
Great memories. But let's talk about Fallout. This show is absolutely fantastic. It's so cool. And it's one of those things that growing up, I always remember thinking like, man, like it'd be so cool to have a movie of this or a show of this. And that's what's so cool about what they've been able to pull off with a series like this. It feels so
rooted in its legacy, in
the games. It feels like this feels like the next evolution of Fallout. And they did such a great job with it. Obviously, Todd Howard's involved with this series as well, too. So it was really cool to talk to the cast, how excited they are. And obviously talking to Mr. Nolan.
We've talked a lot about, we're in this world of video games and the adaptations that we're in with them. Because, no surprise, video game adaptations typically do not do well.
But now we're in this new era.
We're in this new era.
It's a new era.
We're doing really well. We have The Last of Us. Even Gran Turismo was fantastic.
Gran Turismo, Super Mario Brothers movie.
And now with Fall, I think what the craziest thing about this is you're getting the right people involved who A, love the source material, but also are honoring the source material. Like you look back to the power armor in the Fallout games and now in the show, it is identical. If this was done like 10 years ago with a team that didn't love the franchise, they would try to reinvent what that suit looks like.
They'd be like, you know what? Let's make them look like Iron Man suits. Yeah, exactly. Let's make them look like very sleek. And it's like, no, like there's this classic, this retro futurism that is Fallout, where it's like 50s vibes, but it's apocalyptic. Like you need to have that. And this series drips with that.
It absolutely drips with that. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Embrace what makes the series special. Yes. So much of that identity is in the Fallout series. And as fans, that's been so exciting for us to watch. We cannot wait for you all to watch, which again, April 11th, make sure you're there. The entire season is dropping on Prime Video. And I want to say a huge thank you to them for inviting us to watch the episodes and to be part of these interviews.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible. Of course, this is the Movie Podcast. If you want to catch everything we have going on, we're heading to CinemaCon. We're going to be in Vegas catching all the new stuff. What was that? Is that a plane?
Oh, that's a plane.
I thought it was like a nuclear missile being shot out into the wasteland.
No, that would be good.
Interesting. Jonathan Fallout after the bombs drop, and then Chris did Oppenheimer.
Vegas, yeah.
Interesting. Oh, New Vegas, Fallout. Yeah. It all ties together. I like the way your brain works. Of course, we're going to Vegas. If you want to keep up to date with everything that we have going on with all the latest movies and series coming out, mostly movies because that's what CinemaCon is, make sure you tune in right here on the Movie Podcast. Follow us on socials. Everything you need to know is in the show notes below, including our Patreon, our links for you to follow us and support us wherever you are in the world. If you could support us, even with a like, that goes a long way for us. But without further ado, please welcome the cast and team behind Prime Video's Fallout. Hey, Walton, how's it going?
Fantastic. The Movie Podcast. Oh, that's I'm so excited.
Listen, we are so excited to talk to you because you are just the secret sauce in everything that you're in.
Thank you very much.
we're also like doing our best not to sing Misbehaving to You, because that's a big one for us.
Yeah, so it's in our minds. Please, I'll join you.
Walton, we just wanted to say, you know, congratulations on Fallout. It is absolutely incredible. And there's such a huge fan base for the series around the world. What was it like for you now getting to join this massive universe?
Well, you know, I didn't take that into consideration when I was working, right? And what I mean by that is, I just needed to be these people, right? And pretend, you know, that these people are real. They're real in the world. They exist in the world. Cooper Howard is a real person, and he is to me. The ghoul is a real person, and the world has been destroyed by nuclear bombs, right? So for 9 months, that's really all I thought about. And but now on the other side of it, meeting so many people all over the world now that this game it played such a big part of their life. I'm just honored, really, to have been given an invitation to this party. And I say to everyone that I meet, you know, you're in the hands of Jonathan Nolan and very, very good filmmakers who went to great lengths to service this story and make it familiar. And they took pride and working as hard as they did, from Howard Cummings, our production designer, to you know, everyone on down the line, Amy Westcott, our wardrobe designer. Everyone is invested in this world for the fans, and I really hope that you like where it goes. I do, and I'm really proud of it.
It's incredible. So I think fans are in for big treats when they finally get to see it.
Absolutely, and one of the things that we loved so much is also how amazing the makeup and prosthetics look on you. Like, I'm so curious. First of all, shout out to the team for doing such an amazing job. But what was the process like of getting to that look of the ghoul?
Well, there were many conversations back and forth with all the players, mostly Jonathan and Graham and Geneva and myself. I'm sure there were other people that weighed in as well, but that was the conversations that I was a part of. And the thing that we all settled on was we wanted it to still feel like me, and for him to be not for people to be repulsed by the scarring on his face and the age on his face, but to lean into it and to be curious about it, because every mark has a story, you know, that will reveal itself at some point over the course of telling this story. So that was number one. In the back of at one point, we right out of the gate, Jonah wanted me to put on what is it when you cover your eyes? Eye contact lenses. I'm claustrophobic anyway. Thought, hope I can do this. I really don't know if I can do this. Well, we put them in with the makeup on, and immediately it was the wrong decision because it took away his humanity. And so all I have that we identify with as human beings that's familiar to us is my eyes, right? I have those. And I didn't understand the power of you know, looking someone in the eyes and are seeing their humanity, you know, without, you know, any impediment to the eyeball itself. And I was so taken with that, really. It was surprising. I didn't anticipate that. But it was hard, and I wanted him to look like Kris Kristofferson, that was 250 years old and was on the verge of becoming a zombie and living in a post-apocalyptic world. I wanted him to be that handsome because he's so handsome.
I mean, yes,
handsome man, and as are you. And listen, and everything, as you said, we're big fans of you.
Yes, so
you're incredible.
Walton, do you talk about? You talk about movies from all past, everywhere. Present,
future? Everywhere. Yeah, we talk about everything. So if you ever have time down the line, you know, we'd love to talk to you.
I would love that. When I get an open window, I'd love to come on and be a guest.
Please. Absolutely. Well, Walton, thank you so much again. The show is fantastic. We can't wait for more people to watch it once it's out. And we hope to again have you on our show very soon again.
You got it. Thank you, fellas.
Thank you.
I'll see you in the wasteland.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale. Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
This episode is brought to you by Tinder. You matched, chatted, vibe checked. Now it's time to meet IRL. So, what's stopping you? Tinder is making dating safer and easier with their excellent safety features. Like Share My Date, the best way to let your friends know your plans. While Moonlight allows you to discreetly call emergency services. And Are You Sure will prompt people to think twice before sending a potentially harmful message. Explore all of the possibilities for yourself. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today.
Jonathan, Kyle, how are you both doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
We are doing so well. Congratulations on this series. As lifelong Fallout fans, it's very surreal to be in a world like this and have a show like this. And Jonathan, just on a personal note, like, you've written some of our favorite films of all time.
Thank you. And Kyle, you're one of our OG crushes from the Flintstones.
Oh, so a lot thank you very much.
A lot of love for you both.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Now, Jonathan, you know, Fallout has been rumored to have, you know, a show or a movie for so long. What was it about this take that, you know, made Todd Howard and the whole Bethesda team kind of just jump on board and give you that thumbs up?
I don't know. I started as a fan of the games, and a few years ago, an opportunity came up to sit down and have lunch with Todd. I'd been a huge fan of his games. I guess Todd had been a fan of my work, and we just hit it off immediately. It's one of those things where you sit down with someone and it feels like you know them for years. Todd has been an unbelievable collaborator through this project, and we came out of that one lunch walking away with a handshake agreement and a certainty that we were going to make something. I know that he'd been approached over the years by all sorts of people, mainly for film adaptations. And I think one of the things that you know that he felt and I felt together immediately was this had to be a series, because to approach something of the scope of Fallout, you really can't get all that done in two or these days three hours. You needed the scope of a series.
You definitely do, and it lends itself so well to a series. There's so many different factions to explore. Kyle, you know, you've played so many iconic characters throughout your career. What was it about the world of Fallout that you really got excited to explore?
Well, you know, I love science fiction so much, and I've done a few things. I started out with Dune, of course, playing in science fiction, but it's something that I read. I was a voracious reader when I was a kid, and I loved anything science fiction. In fact, that's where I came to Dune, was the first time. So, but it was really the idea of entering in this world, and I loved the tone. We talk about sort of that juxtaposition of the serious and the kind of violent in some ways, very, very difficult, with goofy stuff. And I'm pretty goofy in myself, and so I really identified with that. So I thought, well, this is gonna be a fun place to play in.
Yeah, and it's so fun. We've been loving this, and especially as we said, as fans of the series, it's been so incredible to just explore these characters, and talking to everyone today has been so incredible. But you know, Jonathan, I would not be able to forgive ourselves if we didn't ask you. You know, The Dark Knight is one of our favorite films of all time, and your brother Chris recently spoke about how you wrote the line, "You either die hero, live long enough to see yourself become the villain," which he didn't get at the first time, I guess, when you pitched it to him. Do you remember his reaction when you first pitched him that line?
Yeah, we were sitting, right, it was a line that came fairly late in the script. I had done my draft. Chris was taking a pass. And we were in England, I think, sitting around the dinner table trying to figure out, you needed something that kind of distilled and foreshadowed where things were going to go with Harvey Dent and Batman himself. And with those films, sometimes I would dip back into, I had the benefits, as the bad guy in Die Hard would say, the benefits of a classical education. And you think a lot about Caesar and the sort of Shakespearean tragic heroes, and that idea that, you know, something is kind of woven in. When you engage to become a hero, I think that's one of the premises. People take it and say, well, everyone lives long enough to become a villain. No, if you play the game of being a hero, that's when you put yourself into this position. It also speaks to the fact that public perception, the idea that basically anyone who hangs out there long enough in the public perception eventually comes in for a drubbing. So there was a lot for me that was contained in that idea. And in that line.
We love that. Thank you both so much for your time. Like we said, we absolutely adore this series. It is fantastic. We cannot wait to see where it goes from here. And I really hope we get to talk to both of you guys again. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Ella. How are you guys doing today?
Hi, how are you?
We're good. How are you guys?
Good, good. Sorry, Aaron as well. I zoned out a little bit, but how are you guys? You guys good?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, congratulations on the Fallout show. It is absolutely fantastic. We are loving it so much. You guys are both so fantastic in it as well.
Thank you so much.
Oh, of course, absolutely. So we got to know, what was your first experience in the world of Fallout? And Aaron, we'll start with you.
In the world, like on set, like, or do you mean with Fallout as a franchise?
As a franchise.
You know, I always knew of Fallout growing up. I never got into the game. I sadly, I don't know if you know a lot of games yourself, but I was playing something else while other friends chose Fallout. And I feel like the world is telling me that I made the wrong choice by putting me where I am right now.
Giving
me this wild ride of the live action adventure. You know, it's for sure. I was mistaken to not take the journey into Fallout.
It's all good. It's all good. You're here now. That's what's most important.
Yeah.
Long winded farmer, where
I somehow win. I like that.
Somehow came out on top. I was the same as Aaron. I knew of the games. I hadn't played them. My first like experience was really a meeting with Jonah, Geneva, and Graham, and we met before they sent me the script. I guess they wanted to like explain the tone and the character before I read anything. I mean, I just loved the way they described Lucy. They described her as like a mix of Leslie Knopes and Ned Flanders, like someone who can star in a toothpaste commercial but could like also kill you. And I thought that was insane, and I didn't really understand it until I read the script.
Yeah,
and that perfectly Fallout, perfectly summed it up.
Yeah, I think that perfectly does Fallout, sum up Fallout, because so much of what the series is, you have to experience for yourself to really get it. And I'm curious for yourself, Ella, like things get off, you know, pretty crazy right away for Vault 33. What was it about Lucy's character that you really fell in love with her? And do you think you would do well living in the Vault life?
You know, it was really her can-do spirit that when faced with just insanity, I mean, you've seen the show, it's bonkers. Yeah. Faced with so much craziness, you know, there's this kind of okie dokie attitude that she has towards everything. And yes, she's innocent and naive, and she lacks world experience, shall we say. But she's also very resilient and tough. And I think that bravery comes out when she leaves the vault and throughout the rest of the season. And I think people will underestimate her. And I think she'll surprise people.
And how about yourself? Do you think if you had to live in a vault, how well do you think you would do in that situation?
Yeah.
Well, me personally?
Yeah.
I need my alone time, my alone space. I would be like the weird emo kid in the vault that's like, leave me alone, no one understands. I just need like, I'm all for community until I get hangry or tired, and then I'll like introvert away.
I think Ella likes the sun a lot. She would need her vitamin D, you know what I mean? She would really need to be.
Do you think you could do a vault? You could live in a vault?
For like a couple months, maybe, yeah.
Couple months. Yeah. That's not bad, though.
That's not bad. So
that's pretty good.
Months, you know. I think I'd be of like the first batch of people to lose their minds.
You know, wow, I mean? We're off the deep end right away.
Yeah.
Hey, let's weed out the people that can't handle the ball.
That's so good. You know, Aaron, the power armor in Fallout is so iconic, and it looks so damn good in the series. How much of that was practical, and what was it kind of like moving around with that on set?
Yeah, I mean, it's all this incredible collaboration between, you know, the team at Legacy. And if you don't know of the company Legacy, they build all kinds of practicals for all kinds of different franchises. You know, they're really incredible. But what they did was they built these four different sort of iterations of the suit to all sort of, we play with all of them to get the suit to be alive the way that it is. We've got the main hero full suit, which our stuntman Adam Shippey wears, and he walks around at like 7'6" or however big he is in the platforms and everything. And then we have the clamshell version of it, which is like totally stationary, but it closes on people, you know, as we step into it. And then we've got the half suit, which I wear mostly, which is like so large because it's the top half of the suit that like my knuckles are dragging on the ground if I'm not careful as I walk, you know. And you've got these all of a sudden tiny little, you know, real person legs under there. But that thing is like 50 to 60 pounds,
wow,
just the top half. So, I mean, it's so fun and cool for what, 20 minutes? And then you start looking at people who are in it and they're like, barely breathing.
Get us out.
Down. Why don't you sit down? We'll lift up part of it for you, give you a little break, you know. And then of course we have to do the in helmet stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
With that. It's amazing what, you know, we've put together for that suit, and Jonah, you know, conducts it so well, but it's a lot of elements.
That's so damn cool. And, you know, really quickly before we wrap up, we have to ask you, of course, you know, the radio stations in Fallout are so iconic. What music would you guys want to have with you in the wasteland if you were set out into the world? What music do you need to have with you?
I could maybe shoot for some like Andy Shaw, something that's like got stories in it, you know?
Yeah.
Something that's got a feel that I'm like, I'm not going to get tired of it. You know, that's always why the music of Fallout, I think, is so great. You know, I mean, it's like, it's stuff that stays relevant in some way because of this nuclear apocalypse. And
yeah.
What else?
I would do Lenny Kravitz's Greatest Hits.
Ooh,
that's what
okay.
You've got a nice variety. It was also like one of my first CDs I ever owned. And I can't remember, you know, all of the songs, but you've got some good, like, tough songs on there.
Yeah, you could do Wasteland stuff.
Yeah.
To some of those songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could do some crazy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Really, we dig really it. Cool stuff. Well, thank you both so much for taking the time with us this morning. We absolutely love the show. We love both of you as well. We're so glad that this show is finally coming out of the world, and can't wait for people to watch it. And we hope to talk to you very soon.
Oh, thank you. So thank you guys for sitting with us. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by NARS Cosmetics. Discover iconic NARS blush, now reimagined in an upgraded formula featuring high-impact, true color payoff. With cheeky names like Orgasm, Deep Throat, Sex Appeal, and Foreplay, NARS is the ultimate authority in making you blush. 20 new and best-selling shades in matte, satin, and shimmering finishes allow for endless effects, including 4 Orgasm shades to flatter all skin tones. Turn cheeks on with NARS blush. Shop now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
Pickleball is hot, which is why I flew across the globe to sign its next superstar.
Nice one, Kristoff. He's got dinks for days, and I get points on points on points traveling with my Amex Business Platinum card. Exquisite form.
Earn 5x points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on amextravel.com with an Amex Business Platinum card. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/business-platinum. Vote for business by American Express.
Graham, how's it going?
Good. Where are you guys in Canada?
We're in Toronto.
Oh, near Sneaky D's? You're near Sneaky D's?
We're not far.
We're not too far off.
Scary bathrooms, but great tacos.
Right. You know, you got to have that Pepe's pocket, right?
You got it. It's nice that you're familiar. How's the morning going for you?
10 years. Good. You got limited time. Let's not talk about Sneaky D. As much as I want to.
Okay, let's remove all those questions then.
We have to delete them now. It's all good.
I'm not interrupting you. It's all good.
Graham, we're so delighted to be talking with you today. We love this series so much. And as lifelong fans of Fallout, it's very surreal to have a series look and sound and be as great as this is. And we get to live in a timeline where this is coming out. So how do you feel and having it come out to the world now?
It's a little crazier because I am working on it. So it's even crazier for me. It has been surreal from the jump because I've been playing these games since I was a kid. And from the call to like, hey, want to work on Fallout onward, I've just been kind of like, you know, like I felt like I've been doing a dumb guy laugh for 3 straight years. It's great. Especially coming from half-hour comedies, which are a lot of fun, but the scope and scale of what we're able to do on a show like this is completely different. You know, it's been pretty cool.
Yeah, it's absolutely massive.
Yeah, and we love what you've done with the world so far. But so we're curious for yourself, what made you fall in love with the world of Fallout?
I was playing it in Edmonton, Alberta, in 1997 with my roommates. It was like my first year of college. It's tied to one of the happiest periods, not happiest periods, top five happiest periods. Like it was just a bunch of dumb rascals playing video games and gradually flunking out of school, and to be able to do that, but earn a living at it, play around with NetSpace 25 years later, let's be honest. It was pretty surreal, pretty cool. That's pretty much the long and short of it. Sorry, first interview of the morning. I'm a little
no, no, good. We're getting you warmed up for the day. We love it. We're so happy to be here. But for us, it's always interesting to see what changes, what gets adapted from the game to a show like this. So, how much did you want to pull from the game when you were creating the series, and how much did you want to be like, let's take it in our own direction?
I think the story is evocative of other stories told in the Fallout universe, but it's a new story. Everything else is, we hope, it sits inside of the games. If you make a Star Wars, you don't come up with, your own Chewbacca's or whatever, your own Wookiee. we got Wookiees, what else we got? You're using the same play space, this sort of toolkit of fun, amazing stuff. And you augment along the way, especially in bringing things from a complete virtual experience in the video games to live action. I think we took some liberties with the gulper. We made the gulper a little bigger than you see him in New Vegas, for sure. Mm-hmm. But that's just one of those things where as we're building it out, we just kept getting excited and adding and adding and adding, and it became sort of this birthday cake that was 10 feet tall by the time we're done with it.
But it's all Fallout, and like that's what's so exciting.
Not the most sacred thing of them all, so we wanted to kind of experiment, tinker around with that one.
Yeah, but it all feels like Fallout, and even like the slow motions with the weapon shooting and everything like that, like it all just feels like the DNA is there, which is incredible.
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean it's a bunch of people who like the games, so right down to PAs on the show. It's not the it's not such a deep cut that no one's heard of it. Some of our PAs we didn't hire them because they knew about Fallout. They just knew about Fallout. So it's that kind of the game is actually that big of a deal that you just throw a rock and hit a follow.
Definitely.
We love that. We love that you get to work with so many people that are so passionate about this series as well. Graham, thank you, you so much for your time, and thank you for talking to us about Sneaky D's and obviously Fallout as well. We're so grateful for you, and we hope to get talk to you soon.
On Last Sabbath at Comedy Bar. It's a great show.
Love it.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
This episode is brought to you by Bai. It's Wonder Water. What makes Bai so great? It's simple. From Raspberry Lemon Lime by Sydney Sweeney to Zambia Bing Cherry and Palavo Pineapple Mango, Bai has antioxidants, electrolytes, and no artificial sweeteners. So, for flavorful hydration, choose Bai. It's Wonder Water. Learn more about Bai and discover all of the exotic, bold flavors at drinkbai.com.
Life is full of things to manage. Your work, your family, your plans, and your treatment. Consider Kesimpta, ofatumumab 20 milligram injection. You can take it yourself from the comfort of home. If you're ready for something different, ask your healthcare provider about Kesimpta and check out the details at kesimpta.com. Brought to you by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation.